It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 30th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well. I'm worried I might be a little rusty. I picked up a couple scraps on my face moving, but I'm ready. I'm back. I'm going to give it another shot. And let's talk about this new rain in the house, new wind in the house.
Yes, we have a whole new week to talk about here in Big Brother 23. And we are, of course, here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 23 in the house. And we got the final day of Brent being in the house, the final day of Xavier's HOH reign. And then we had, of course, the eviction, the HOH competition, and a new reign. The king is dead. Long live the new king. Same group as the old king. Same team as the old king. Christian's HOH reign. We will talk about and what the plans are so far for the week. So plenty to get into here. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. There were some things that happened prior to the eviction. Tiffany and Derek had a funny sort of interaction that lasted a while, where she was like, "Derek, how do you do math in your head?" Like, he was trying to teach her, like, okay, so to quickly do math, you can do it this way. He was trying to teach her how to quickly do math. I thought it was very funny. They were doing that for a while.
Clearly, Tiffany has not taken in the learnings of Big Shaq, no quick maths, but it's okay. It was funny to me, considering that they were both in that wildcard comp that did involve math. And I love that Tiffany's like, "Hey, listen, I can't do that mental math. It's rough." And we learned last night, when you have a lot cooking in your mental, it's not going to work out well for you. So, and she's had a lot cooking on her mental. She's had pots and pots cooking on that mental.
There you go. There were a few funny moments. Xavier is going to give a final cam talk in the HOH room, talking like, "Hey, I know you're going to miss me." And he's talking, and he usually does this. He's talking in the HOH room, and then like a couple minutes in, he'll be like, "Nobody's in the bathroom, right?" And he'll check it, and like, nobody's there. But this time for his final cam talk, he goes to check the bathroom and bumps right into Brent, who's been there the whole time. "Oh, I didn't know you were in here."
A little awkward, just a little awkward. The good news is he was really, you know, he did his goodbyes with Iggy. And, so I don't think it was pretty inconsequential ultimately.
Yes. So Christian talked to Big D and was like, "Hey, Big D, what are you thinking? If you win HOH, you're not going to put me up, right?" Big D's like, "Not saying." not going to say. Yeah, but like we're good, right? Like you know, Christian. But it's okay, but what do you think you might do? I already know what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit up in the HOH room and I'm going to ask everybody to come up and I'm going to ask everybody, I'm going to bring them up one by one and ask them, who would you put up if you were HOH? Who of your team should I put up? And who not on your team should I put up? And if I sense that they're BSing me in any way, I'm just going to be like, get out. That's my plan. But I already know what I'm going to do with my nominations. So they're not going to change my mind.
Yeah, there's nothing quite as powerful as a HOH-itis case before you've even competed for the HOH. Like, Big D, what are you doing? Why are you playing it this way? Relax. It's eviction day. Brent hasn't left yet. You don't need to be doing this. At least he's doing something. I'll give him that.
All right. Christian and Alyssa talked a bit. So Christian had spoken to Hannah the night before, and she had talked to him about her plans for the week, and she mentioned that maybe she would put up one of the kings, particularly Sarah Beth. It was a bit risky, I think. Seemed to maybe pay off here, as Christian was talking to Alyssa the following morning, saying, maybe we shouldn't target Hannah. I really feel like she trusts me. And yes, she may put up a king, but she said Sarah Beth, not us. So I don't know. I feel like should we not target Hannah here? Unfortunately, though, this falls short. Alyssa does not agree. She thinks that Hannah still should be the target. And they're both going to talk with Tiffany later. Claire will be there. And Tiffany is trying to talk them out of targeting Hannah, but they're pretty set on it. Hannah should be the target. Hannah and Whitney should be the nominations. And Tiffany is unable to sway them from this position.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy to navigate with them, because it's very clear of the kings, one person doesn't want Hannah on the block. Two people really want Hannah on the block. And the fourth member is Christian, who I feel like is probably feeling Hannah on the block a little more. And he keeps, you know, going this way, that way with the line. He's going back and forth. But when you've got the powerful voice of Alyssa in your ear and you're more susceptible to listening to Alyssa, it's going to make it hard to navigate. And this is a trend that's going to continue throughout the day as well.
Yeah. So then that's most of the day there prior to the eviction. There was one incident that people have sort of been talking about with Whitney, and it's pretty uncomfortable. But Whitney is talking about, and really, like, from multiple levels here, I was uncomfortable with this. Whitney is talking about how she was cuddling with Derek X the night before, and that she made him close his legs because she didn't want to feel his egg roll. To which Xavier was like, that's not cool. You should apologize for saying that. That's not okay. And she laughed and he said, I'm not laughing. You not should funny. Apologize seriously. And like it goes on for like a minute of him saying, this is seriously not funny. Apologize for saying that. That's not okay. And she never really does. And obviously this is pretty bad in terms of the term that she's using. Also in general, just like it's pretty rude in general. Like it's a rude comment that is also racially insensitive. Like, and then giggling afterward and clearly not apologizing when he is clearly like, dude, apologize was no good.
Like, first of all, read the damn room. And this is, you know, you can't change what you've said now. But since you've said this ridiculously insensitive remark, read the room. Shout out to Xavier for really not letting her have this. I feel like, you know, there could have been situations where Husky is like, well, I'm not going to touch that. Like, I just don't want to be involved with that. X stood up and said, this isn't funny. Stop laughing. And then when he tried to get her to apologize, she kind of like brushed it off. And he was like, I still haven't heard you apologize.
I didn't hear an apology here.
Same. I was like, this is, you know, shades of one of those moments where you're like, oh, I don't remember saying that. No. This is literally the remark is fresh. You've made it. Apologize. And what's the other part is Brent is in the room, like Brent is with them. And Brent was like, oh, you're trying to cancel me, America. I was like, okay, well, this isn't a pissing contest of who can get canceled faster, mm-hmm. but pull it back. It was ridiculous to watch. And that clip is circulating on Twitter. So if you want to look for it, you can find it if you follow the hashtag. I hated every bit of this, every bit of this. And just the whole unapologeticness really got me too, because you can tell she thinks, I made a joke. Maybe it wasn't for you, but it was a joke. I'm like, I don't care. You shouldn't be saying that. Stop
she
it.
She literally just had that conversation with Brent about like, you need to be careful about what you say. Like, excuse me. All right. So that happened. Brent is evicted unanimously. Christian wins the HOH in this episode, as we saw last night. So a few things happened here. In the HOH competition, the queens were throwing and the jokers were not. But the aces were not throwing either. Particularly Derek was really trying to get the puzzle complete. Didn't want it to be himself that finished it, but wanted to set it up so that one of Whitney or Hannah could finish it. And Sarah Beth was watching them like a hawk. Was like just eyeing them the whole time. And she corners Derek right after the competition to be like, were you throwing that? Why weren't you throwing that? And he was not prepared and stumbled the answer like, oh, I wasn't sure because I thought they were going to throw. And then, but then they said they wanted to not throw. And so I didn't know if I should throw or that if I needed to look like I was throwing. So I didn't really know if I was throwing. And only later came up with the better explanation of, okay, well, the reason I was trying is because my team was doing so well that I was like, oh, well, I need to take this to protect the Kings from Whitney and Hannah. So that's why I was trying. And he tells that to Alyssa, but the damage had already been done because he really stumbled in front of Sarah Beth, who will bring it up later, but we'll get to that. But that's that happens here right after the HOH competition.
Yeah, I feel like in this moment, if you don't know what to say, and feel free, Taryn, I don't think there's you can ever know, depending on the person, what you got to say. But I feel like you just say the adrenaline kicked in and like there was a lot going on. And in the moment, I was just going for it. I don't know. I feel like if you play that, it's better because ultimately in this way, she read right through you. You're living a lie. And now you've either got to double down or recorrect it. So there's no good path to go once you started with a lie that's already shaky.
It's just one of those things that like if you're not prepared in the moment, especially if it's because she says later, like I made a point to go right over to him. So we didn't have any time. And I was like asking the question quick. Like he was just like, oh, crap. Am I supposed to lie? Am I like I don't want to. No. And then by then it's too late. Right. So, you know, I mean, I guess. Good on Sarah Beth for getting that out of Derek, although I'm not entirely sure how much it helps her game overall to do so.
Yeah, like ultimately, I feel like you don't, there was no reason to really do this. He doesn't have power. It don't matter. You know what the game plan is. Two of his team are going to go up. It was funny because I feel like Derek X has done this before. Remember when he was going around asking, who do you think is America's favorite? So the fact that he stumbled on it is pretty comical to me.
Yeah. So Tiffany and Azza are going to talk for a bit after this. So with Christian as the HOH, let me sort of set the stage here. The past few days, if you haven't been listening to the updates, things have been shifting around. The Queens decided that they wanted a shot taken at the Kings. We sort of saw that in the episode. Derek X is on board with that as well. They were trying to get Hannah or Whitney to win so that they could take a shot for them. That's why the Queens were throwing. That's why Derek X was trying to throw to one of Hannah or Whitney. And that was kind of the goal there. But in the meantime, on the Kings side of things, Xavier, in an attempt to prevent Azza or Big D from touching the block, pushed for Hannah to be the pawn next to Whitney when Whitney was the target. And that really opened the door for Sarah Beth to come in and be like, well, if Hannah's going to be on the block, she might as well be the target, and convince Alyssa and Christian to make Hannah the target, at which point she became the target. Whitney then tried to propose an alliance for with the Kings, with Alyssa and Christian particularly, which only further solidified the idea for them that, like, hey, we should take out Hannah. And Xavier was unable to close that box that he opened, and could not get Hannah off the block, and certainly could not get her not targeted anymore. And so that had been their plan, which is why Christian was second guessing it the morning before the HOH competition. So that is their idea. And as I said, they talked to Tiffany about Hannah and Whitney on the block with Hannah as the target. So Tiffany's going to talk to Azza about, okay, here are some potential complications. And this is what I talked about last night. But basically, if Whitney wins the wild card competition, things could get very tricky. And they talk about how Whitney needs to go. And this is music to Azza's ears. Azza is feeling like, this is what I was saying, because another thing that's been happening over the last few days is that Tiffany has come to the realization that she wants to go to the end with the cookout. And the new plan for the cookout that Tiffany created was that the Kings would have a shot taken at them first. Alyssa would go this week and Whitney would go the following week. And she kind of got into it with Azza a little bit about which of them should go first. Azza thought that Whitney should go first. Tiffany preferred Alyssa going first. And Azza's feeling like, oh, well, now you want Whitney gone. She's like, I always wanted Whitney gone. I just wanted the Kings to go first. And look, they're winning. They said, basically, we need to prevent Whitney from winning this wildcard competition. And the reason why that's particularly relevant is that Whitney will be playing in the wildcard competition. She is the only person eligible on her team. Claire will also be playing from the Queens, and we'll get to who will be playing from the Jokers. But if Whitney wins that competition, things could get very tricky because Hannah will still be the target, but now probably a Joker will go up on the block as a pawn. Tiffany is concerned that Claire could go up on the block as a pawn. Derek X could go up on the block as a pawn. All of these things are not great for them because Whitney would be safe. And really bad case scenario is Azza or Big D could go up against Hannah, and that would be very bad for the cookout. But even still, even if Whitney loses the wildcard competition and it's Whitney and Hannah on the block, they're still concerned because if Christian and Alyssa still want to target Hannah over Whitney, then the cookout may need to expose their numbers in order to save Hannah, which they will do as they discuss here, but it would not be ideal for them. So Azza and Tiffany talk about, well, ideally, we convince Christian and the Kings to target Whitney over Hannah so that we're just going with the house. If we're unable to do that, we'll have to blindside them at the vote and expose our numbers. And those are the preliminary plans here for the cookout members for how to approach this week.
And let me tell you this, not ideal for them, but could you imagine the scenes of they have to blindside them? They have no choice. They blindside, then we go into the endurance next week. That would be that's some television right there. I'll tell you that much. No, but I do think that it's very shaky. Like, this wild card today has a lot of implications. The other part of the wild card, which makes it even more enticing and exciting for us today, is that we don't really know what the stakes are for it. So even if Whitney wins it, there's a chance you'll turn it down like the other last two have, which would be hilarious given what we think is going to happen. So it's going to be literally could not be more wild than today.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh,
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Derek is going to talk with Hannah a little bit. He's concerned that, you know, people caught them trying to win that HOH. She's like, don't worry about it. The target is Whitney. Neither of us should go on the block. Xavier will help make sure we're not on the block. Hannah still, despite the fact that all week long people were telling her she's in danger, people were telling her she'll probably go up on the block, she still thinks she won't even end up on the block, let alone the fact that she's the target, because she still overestimates her hold on Christian and her hold on the Kings overall. I still am looking at her goodbye message to Brent and saying, Hannah, rule number two of Big Brother already. Jeez.
Get there faster. Now, I will say, Taryn, you've highlighted this early with Hannah overestimating where she's at. And I think there's some comments you'll make later to Christian in their conversation that makes me feel you do not understand how dangerous what you're doing is right now at all. And it's like the biggest blind spot, because I do think she's got the chops. I do think she understands the game. I do think the knowledge is there, but there's this big blind spot, and that's the overestimation of where she's at. Like, if she was on the stock watch, she'd give herself like a solid seven, and I don't think she's there. We know she's not there, and you can't be playing like a seven when you're at like a five. You really can't be doing that, especially in this house where everyone is constantly moving pieces around to make themselves be in a better position. It is very dangerous. Mm-hmm.
So Big D and Azza are going to discuss the wildcard competition, and Big D basically says, Azza, you should play. I think you can beat both Claire and Whitney. You should do it. The goal is that they need to make sure that Whitney loses. So if Azza has a better chance of beating Whitney, then Azza should play. So that's kind of the direction that they're leaning at the moment. So
yeah,
the wildcard competition is likely going to be Azza, Whitney, and Claire. And I mean, I really think that, like, that's anybody's game. We saw that both Whitney and Claire won the HOH part one puzzle on the first night. So they both have some level of chops there. And you know, I think that Claire would likely have an edge here if it's anything physical. But something that we could talk about is that it's not really in Claire's best interest to win this wildcard competition. First of all, it would only further put a target on her back as a potential comp threat, which already exists. And also, it's not the worst thing in the world for her if Whitney became safe, because I don't think that she would go up on the block. Worst case scenario for Claire is that Derek X ends up on the block next to Hannah. And that somehow Derek X ends up, getting cut here. But even that is like, okay, that's an acceptable loss. When the potential gain is that that doesn't happen, and instead, Azza, Big D, something goes wrong, like the cookout gets exposed, like all different kinds of things could happen that would be very good for Claire's game. She doesn't really know that she needs those things, but it could be very good for her.
Well, her not knowing those things, and I don't think I have this in my notes anywhere, has she alluded to what she would do in the competition tomorrow, whether she would win or throw?
She did make a comment that was like, I mean, it wouldn't be terrible if Whitney became safe. Like, not for us. Like, we don't need Whitney to go right now, do we? But I don't know. I don't know exactly what she's thinking right now.
We'll have to wait and see.
So the really big conversation of the night, and the main one here, is the Kings meeting. Christian, Alyssa, Xavier, and Sarah Beth come together, and there's a lot of discussion about who the target should be. And the basics of this is that Alyssa and Sarah Beth are pushing very hard for Hannah to be the target. Christian is kind of like, yeah, I'm with them. And Xavier is pushing very hard against it, trying, having zero success, basically. But I'll get into some of the details of this, because there are some nuances that could impact where things go from here. First of all, I kind of alluded to this earlier, and I've talked about this a little bit before, but Sarah Beth has an interesting sort of like vibe about her when she has an agenda. And it's something that other players have noticed and commented on, because Sarah Beth is somebody that's like super chill, super like not pushy at all. And then flip a switch and it's like super aggro, no, you do not understand. Hannah cannot be manipulated. Absolutely not. She knows exactly what she's doing in this game, and she is very dangerous. She absolutely needs to go. You're just like, so what do you guys think? Like it's just like she is so, so forceful in these conversations. And it's decently successful, at least in this one. She makes points that land, and she's getting her way here. I mean, she's the one that, like, again, it took Xavier like an hour and a half to convince Christian and Alyssa, who were very against the idea, to put Hannah up on the block in the first place. And then it took Sarah Beth about 2 minutes to convince them to target her. And now Xavier is running into a brick wall that is Sarah Beth, who has locked Christian and Alyssa in to targeting Hannah. I mean, he has clearly met his match here, and she is just walking all over.
And I feel like I've seen this in social settings when you've got the quote, the nice person, or like the person everyone's like comfortable around. When they get serious, it's taken a lot more seriously because you don't see that side of them often. But when you do, you're like, okay, wait, something must have happened to make them feel this way. Something must have happened. And Sarah Beth, luckily, when she does that, she still has very good points that she can put up, and she has a good way about explaining herself. So it doesn't come like it. Obviously, it's a little bit, you get a little shook, but then when the points make sense, it's hard not to take it very seriously. And I do like seeing that energy from her, because I think, you know, when the season was starting, it was very, you know, there was some allusion to she wants to play a little bit of a quiet, more of a floater type game. I like seeing her kind of push her own agenda a little bit. And this is coming from someone who's a big fan of Hannah, and it's not a surprise to any of you based on what we've heard, would like Whitney to leave. But I can recognize what she was able to do there.
Yeah, it's, I think another part of this too is that Xavier is the kind of player who, you know, sees himself as somebody that can manipulate people, right? And he wants to lie low, but yes, he's the kind of player, he wants to be the Dr. Will. He loves Dr. Will, and he wants to be the guy that's like, I'm not even trying, I don't even care, but here, let me subtly manipulate you. And he's doing that all the time, or he's trying to do that all the time. Like, oh, but what about this point? But I don't care, but what about this point? And, you know, that takes a lot of skill, right? To actually, to do very well. Sarah Beth is somebody that genuinely doesn't push anything, just chills. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. This, though, I care about, and I am not hedging this at all. Hannah needs to go. That is how I feel about this, and these are the reasons. And Xavier's like, I don't know. Well, here, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but, you know, yeah, what about this? But I don't really care. And so Sarah Beth has the ammunition, the credibility to be like, no, I never push for things. I genuinely never push for things, but this is what I'm going to push for. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to hedge it at all. And I think it makes for a much more compelling case. Again, he's definitely, you know, losing this battle here. Sarah Beth also brings up Derek. She says, he was so sketchy when I asked him about if he threw that competition. And Alyssa's like, oh, no, he explained it to me after. He said that, you know, he was trying, the explanation that I said later, that he was trying to win only because he was trying to take it from his teammates who were trying and were coming very close. And Sarah Beth, and she's like, so that makes sense. And Sarah Beth's like, no. That's a lie. She's like, well, no. And Alyssa's like, no, he did tell me that, like, he wasn't sure what to say to you because he didn't know if he should say that he was throwing it or whatever. And Sarah Beth's like, nah, nope, don't believe him. He's a liar. He's lying. He's close to Hannah. I think he was trying to get Hannah and Whitney to win this so that they could take a shot at us. I think he would prefer to work with them than the Royal Flush. And they're like, oh, well, okay, well, is Derek a problem we need to consider this week? No. It's fine. It's fine.
It's close. Very close.
Sarah Beth says, another thing about Whitney is that everybody seems to want her out before jury. And Xavier jumps on this, and rightfully so, because this is his best argument, especially when it comes to Christian. Xavier says, yes, that's actually a great point, because Whitney, you know, for the guys, Whitney has made it clear that she wants a woman to win and that she will vote for a woman in the final two. And after hearing this, Christian's like, yeah, you know, personally, I would prefer Whitney leave this week. But Sarah Beth is like, yes, but the fact that so many people are desperate to make sure she leaves before jury means that she is going to remain a target next week, and nobody's going to let her go next week. So let her get by next week. So she's definitely going to be the target for next week. Whereas Hannah, who's going to target Hannah next week? That's the point. Whitney's the bigger target. We focus on Hannah now. We get Whitney out the following week. And Alyssa's like, yes, very good point. And Christian again mentions, like, you know, I do think that Hannah would be a vote for me in jury. But if they're both leaving pre-jury anyway, then it doesn't matter. And Alyssa keeps pushing and Sarah Beth keeps pushing. And Christian says, it does look better for my resume to take out Hannah, because she's like the Big Brother encyclopedia. And she's, you know, so threatening. These people do not understand. Hannah does not know this game better than like so many other people in this game. Xavier probably knows the game better than Hannah. Kylan does. Claire and Tiffany obviously do. Frenchie did. Like so many people know that Hannah is like, Hannah's operating on like Big Brother 11. Like she stops there. She knows the other seasons, but like her level of strategy and what she takes from the game is from back then. She knows she can recite the facts. It doesn't mean that she understands the game that well. And she's clearly not very threatening because she barely has anybody in the game. So they're so wrong about this, but they've been on it from day one. And it's really Hannah's fault, because she's the one that constantly is dropping facts and naming names and talking about all the different things. And she just can't help herself because she's so good at school. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately, like, what they do not know is that maybe, you know, she's someone who's watched a lot of seasons and can name some facts, some stats, but what they don't know is that she doesn't have the meta quite down of like what the modern day meta is to do well, to win, unlike someone like Claire, who knows it back to front. But again, it's very hard to take that target off of you as like, you are the main fan in the house. You're the most knowledgeable in the house, because even if now and then they forget and you say one factoid, one little one, they're like, oh yeah, she's the big fan. And compared to Whitney, is what they're doing, right? They're comparing her to Whitney, who obviously you put them, I think, stat for stat, regardless of how Hannah sees the game, she has more knowledge than Whitney does, which is, again, unfortunate for Hannah in this circumstance, but ultimately I think it'll be fine. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah Beth brings up Derek again, says he absolutely lied to me. She says again, he knows he's at the bottom of Royal Flush and he's trying to get them to go against them. Xavier pushes back on this. He says, I don't think so. And he says that I don't think it makes sense for Derek to do that. And Alyssa's like, yeah, I don't think so either. But then Sarah Beth starts to get through to Alyssa, and Alyssa is clearly thinking like, is Derek going against us? But Xavier continues to say he would never do that. That's not in his personality. He's not somebody that's going to go against the numbers like that. And this time he does seem to succeed and defends against the Derek X push again, as Alyssa goes, you know what? You're right. Remember what happened with Travis? He used the veto and got rid of Travis in order to appease the numbers. He's not somebody that's going to go off on his own just to be with Hannah against the entire Royal Flush. Derek's fine. But he does need to be the first out of Royal Flush.
Of course, as it should be. It's very fascinating. The dynamics of the Kings, I mean, obviously at this point, they're the last remaining intact group of four, right? And they've had now safety for 2 weeks in a row. So it's fun to see these dynamics play out. I do think I think this has been talked about already, but this team's twist actually ended up being pretty interesting, when I feel like a lot of us preseason might have been a little skeptical, a little bit worried. I think it's paid off. It's paid off in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany and Claire are going to talk a little bit. They're going to talk about making an alliance with Christian and Alyssa. That's been sort of in the works for a few weeks now. Derek ends up joining them and talking about how he screwed up with the competition explanation. Christian and Alyssa talk a bit about how he's been dumbing himself down in the house, that he intentionally tries to let people feel that they're smarter than him, because they clearly all think that they can like outsmart him in the end, which genuinely I think he does. I think that that's like, I've mentioned this before, but he'll always just be like, So what am I doing? Am I throwing a competition? And he'll ask it like way too many times. Like he's already been told, like he's definitely not that dumb. So I actually think this is decently clever of him because it's kind of working. And then Xavier and Alyssa are going to talk about how good Christian is at competitions, because that's something that he can't hide. And she says there's no way she'd pull an Enzo and sit next to him in the final two. And he tries again to convince her to get on board with targeting Whitney, and again fails.
Listen, you can't both pretend to be dumb and then also try and be the logical voice. That's not going to happen. Because even if you tell, like, if you reveal your trick to someone of like, hey, I've been masking myself this whole time, they're still going to need time to process that. And they're still going to see you for kind of what you've been putting out there. So it'll come with time, Christian. But I will say he is not hiding his capabilities. I mean, I've been away this past week, right? But I saw the clip of him doing backflips and push-ups and back in front of like eight people. For someone who's playing dumb, you're pretty dumb for actually doing that in front of people. But we move.
Yes. So that's pretty much what's going on here. There's a lot to set up for today, obviously. As we're going to have this wild card competition, there are a lot of different ways that this can go. There was a little bit of talk of trying to convince Whitney that she's safe so that she doesn't gun for the wildcard competition. Perhaps maybe she won't accept safety. There was also a little bit of talk of like what happens if Whitney wins the wildcard competition, and what if she can save Hannah too? Like, what would we do if Hannah and Whitney are both safe? The person discussed at that point, luckily for the cookout, was Brittany. Now, that does not necessarily mean that Brittany would be the pawn if only one of Whitney or Hannah was safe. Only that Brittany would be likely the target if they needed to change targets over to the Jokers. That Brittany is the most threatening Joker, but because of that, they may avoid putting her up on the block as a pawn, so that if Whitney is safe but Hannah is not, they may put up Azza or Big D as the pawn next to Hannah, as opposed to Brittany. And that's what should really matter to the cookout, of course. So there has been some talk here about Brittany going up as a potential backdoor target. We'll see. That would really be a very bad move for Christian. There's no reason for that to happen. Taking out Azza or Big D, he doesn't know it quite to the extent that he should, but would be very good for his game if one of them left, or even if Hannah left. And Brittany is very good for his game. Brittany has a little bit of a crush on Christian, as she said before, and I think absolutely wants to. I mean, she was going to put him up on the block next to Alyssa and was willing to send him home, certainly. However, she is somebody that he could work with down the line, and he has expressed interest in working with down the line, that he could theoretically need down the line. Brittany is also the kind of player that I could see feeling like I can beat Christian in the end. You know what I mean? So like, whereas I think most people, even Alyssa, might not feel that way. So I don't think that's the right move for him if it comes to that, but it may not even come to that.
Yeah. I think that it's interesting. So here's the funny thing with Brittany, I feel like. Because I feel like there's a little bit of sentiment as well of, if we put her up again, she's got to go. Like, we can't be doing this.
Yes.
And like, I feel like she's done this to herself, honestly, by reacting so heavily against being on the block again next to two surefire targets. Like, it's not easy to sit on the block. Of course, it's not easy to have your game be in the balance. But I feel like because of that behavior, it's almost gotten to a point where, even aside from just like whether they think she has the best game or best capability or the biggest threat, because of the way she handles it, they're like, we got to get rid of her at that point because we don't want her to turn around, win it, and then come back after us. So we got to get rid of her in that sense. It makes it interesting. Again, with this wildcard comp, it's kind of delayed all of the big, big decisions until the comp is over. So obviously their plan right now, I believe what they spoke last night about was that they want to do some team meetings before the wildcard comp and then push individuals right after the wildcard comp is over to solidify what's going to happen. But again, with that being a thing for safety, with Vito still being up in the air, there's quite a few ways this could go. It's not as easy in Kundry to say, well, if Hannah and Whitney are on the block, then they have the votes because it's the cookout plus DX and that's over, Hannah's safe. Because if they do choose to put up Azza or Derek F, we're going to be seeing some wild situations in the week. So,
Yeah, it's, I mean, this is, if this is the true test, I think, for, you know, specifically for Kylan, for Tiffany, for Xavier. You know, Hannah, Azza, and Big D are, you know, they're in the cookout, but they've not been the people driving the car here. Tiffany, Kylan, and to some extent Xavier are the ones that have been, you know, that have been the power players, and they've been doing very well. This has the chance to really be the first big test of their game. Are they capable of getting through this week cleanly? If Hannah and Whitney end up on the block, Xavier has struck out trying to convince Christian and Alyssa to change their targets, and Sarah Beth certainly as well. Kylan has also tried with Sarah Beth and has failed pretty dramatically, as she is nowhere close to changing her target. Tiffany has tried a little bit, as I said earlier in the day. She has also failed. So, but they have all the tools they need because they have secret access to Hannah. And just, you know, as we've been talking, Hannah is talking to Kylan, and Kylan is giving Hannah, you know, advice. Like, this is, and Xavier was doing the same thing the night before, but trying to like give Hannah essentially like a script for like, okay, this is how you can respond to things. This is what you can say. And then the position that Kylan, Xavier, and Tiffany are in is that Christian, Alyssa, and Sarah Beth do not know that they're connected to Hannah and that they would be feeding Hannah things. So they can say things like, well, you know, we need to watch out for this, or like, what about this? And they can, you know, Hannah can say something to them, and then like Hannah can talk to Christian. Christian can say it to Alyssa and Sarah Beth, and Xavier can hear about it. And then Xavier can be like, oh, that's an interesting thing, and have a prepared point to go off of that. There are a lot of ways. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that Anthony would do all the time in Big Brother Canada 7. He would plant things and then it would get back to him and then be able to use those as points. You know, again, if Kylan, if Tiffany, if these guys want to be like top tier players, they're going to have to be able to convince the Kings to change their target from Hannah to Whitney, if that's what it ends up being, because otherwise they are going to be in a much trickier position here with the vote. The last thing they want to do is expose their numbers. I think that would be a lot more devastating to their games than perhaps they even realize. The cookout being under the radar is by far its biggest strength right now. So, I think that, you know, making this happen is going to be very valuable, and making it happen without exposing their connection to Hannah in the first place. Because if you're too obvious about the fact that you're, you know, pushing for Hannah so hard, all of a sudden you seem to know what she's saying, right, that could also expose you. So, there's a lot of stuff going on here, but, if the noms stay in this configuration, there's still a lot of intrigue. If they change configuration, there's a whole different slew of intrigues to go.
Oh yeah, like literally this live feed update can get moot if one of them is safe or off the block. Let me paint you a picture, Taryn, okay? Not saying I'm advocating for this picture, but imagine this picture. Mm-hmm. Whitney and Hannah are on the block, right? Christian's HOH, he'll be playing in the veto alongside them. The three veto pulls are Sarah Beth, Alyssa, and Xavier. And now Xavier wins veto. What is going... That is a lot in my head right now. Just imagining that formation where all the Kings are playing and Xavier's like, well, if Hannah can't win it, I have to win it to keep her safe. And then they have to, you know, they'll end up making it obvious what they're doing and he'd have to go against them. It would be a lot. There, this is why I'm happy. I feel like for 2 weeks, it's been, we know who's leaving, but the gameplay has been so top notch, so intriguing, so high impact, high velocity, quick, that we're in this week and the possibilities are endless. And there's so many different places we're in and so many different ways this can go. I'm very intrigued to see how this plays out.
Yeah, so I think that Xavier's plan right now, and I'm seeing him talk to Christian as we speak, has been, he mentioned a lot like, well, let's see, whenever he was batted down by Sarah Beth, he would be like, well, we don't have to make the decision right now. We can wait and see as the week progresses. And he's been telling Hannah, like, be chill. Don't talk game. Just... don't react negatively. And so I think what Xavier is hoping is that Whitney will freak out and he can convince Hannah to be chill. And he's saying like, well, let's see how they react. Maybe make the decision as we go. And he's now telling Christian that in his speech, he should be like, I don't even have a target. I'm coming for you both. You both have said my name. Essentially, like he can be in Hannah's ear, like, don't worry, don't freak out. But Whitney might be like, what the hell? And I think he's hoping that Whitney will, you know, again, react poorly, and then he can use that to convince them to target Whitney. Now, part of the problem here is that when he mentioned the, we'll see how they react to Alyssa, she said, well, if Whitney reacts poorly, that's even better for us. She'll make an even bigger target of herself, and then she'll definitely be targeted next week. Like, it's gonna be hard here, and I don't know if this is gonna work the way he wants, but that's what he's, I think, attempting right now. We'll see how it works.
And you know, X has been playing relatively quiet, trying to not make a lot of splash, trying to not make a lot of big moves. This is his game being put to the test right here. This week, there's a lot on his shoulders, I feel like, or he's at least gonna feel a lot on his shoulders, and he's gonna try his best. We'll see if it pays off. Clearly, he's outnumbered in the opinions right now, but this house, you can never tell. Things can change on a dime. Different conversations can. And let me say, you talked about, you know, the whole Hannah be chill. Hannah talking to Christian last night. Hannah kind of, how do I put this? Basically said, yeah, I mean, if anyone else had won, you'd be on the block. I'm not going to lie to you. Why would you say that? The dude is safe. The dude has nomination power. He was like, what do you want me to do? Lie to you? Yes, Hannah. Lie to his face. Lie to his dumb face. You know you have to do that. Why are you not doing that?
Hannah, the very smart player, is absolutely getting conned by Christian. Like, there's a quote from BioShock that always stuck with me, where the con guy in BioShock talked about how he would take smart marks over dumb ones any day because they're so arrogant that they believe they can't be tricked, right? And I think that's where sort of Hannah stands right here, where like she sees Christian as this dumb dude who she can manipulate, and she thinks she can tell him anything and control him. And the reality is that he is playing up how dumb he is absolutely not going along. Now, granted, I mean, he still thinks that he has a good relationship with her, but like not nearly to the degree that she thinks that is what's going on. And it's very unfortunate because I do think she has potential in this game. She, you know, during Kylan's HOH, or the tail end of Kylan's HOH reign, had come pretty close to getting a full-on target on Alyssa. People were really talking about it. And that stuck around for a while, and the target is still on Alyssa. It wasn't there until Hannah put it there. However, she needs to have a little bit more, she needs to step back and have a little bit more humility and be like, okay, I may not know everything that's going on. Let me try and stop and listen and learn for a second here, because if she can do that, I think that she can do well here, but she hasn't really been doing that.
Yeah, we'll see. I think similarly to what I said about Derek X week one, when Derek X seemingly was in a bad spot, didn't really have anyone, I was like, he'll pick up the game, he'll pick up the pieces, he has all the tools needed to do so, and he has. Hannah, I feel like, has all the tools as well, has to just kind of have this self-realization of her position not being that great, and that humility, that humbleness that comes with that. And I think she'll be able to navigate as well. The worry now for me is we'll see how she takes being on the block. Is it going to be a bit of a wake up call? Is it going to make her realize things? Will that happen? I don't know. What I do know is that she has a team behind her that's going to work day and night to try and make sure she doesn't go, which is good, but I don't want her to feel complacent with it. I need her to feel a little bit more reserved, a little bit more shaken, a little bit more careful. Because that's the thing. I feel like there's no carefulness. The seatbelt is not fastened. You need to fasten that seatbelt. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So that's pretty much where we are. So I think the primary things to note here are that the real people pushing for Hannah to go, I mean, the real person pushing for Hannah to go is primarily Sarah Beth. And she's gotten Alyssa on board. I don't think Alyssa is as attached to it as Sarah Beth is, but she's been convinced and she thinks it's the right move. And she will, I think, continue to push until somebody convinces her otherwise. And so far, Xavier has not been able to do that. Christian, I think, doesn't really want to do it. I think if Christian had his choice, he would choose to take out Whitney, because why not? Whitney is—he doesn't have as much of a relationship with Whitney at all. She's theoretically not a vote for him in jury because she would vote for a woman. And Hannah, he feels like would vote for him in the jury and would not come after him. Would come after probably somebody else on his team first. There's a lot of reasons why he would target Whitney over Hannah. But he's been convinced by Alyssa and Sarah Beth and how strongly they think this is the right move. And he's sort of rationalized it in his head to some degree. It's a bigger resume move, whatever. But the fact that he doesn't actually think this is the right move for himself deep down means that there's definitely an in there. And we have seen Xavier, when working one-on-one with Christian, make some progress in the past. I mean, Xavier's the one that convinced Christian and subsequently then helped with Christian convince Alyssa to put Hannah on the block in the first place. So there's a chance that Xavier working on Christian one-on-one could make some progress, but then it may get batted back down by Alyssa. But if they both approach Alyssa without Sarah Beth there and both present a united front, Alyssa may be convinced, may come around, and then all three of them can go to Sarah Beth. That, I think, would be the best way to go about doing this. So we'll see. There's that's just for these specific two nomination pairs. The wild card competition hasn't happened yet. The veto could screw this up. So, lots of different ways this could play out.
Real quick, I would like to discuss Christian's list of most influential people and that who has the most likelihood to influence him. So, would we say Alyssa's first? If so, who is second? I need to know who's second.
I would say Alyssa is first by far. And then, so here's the thing. I think that the next person is the person who is most influential on Alyssa, if that makes sense.
Like, ooh, yes.
You know what I mean? And right now, I feel like that person is, to a degree, Sarah Beth. I mean, about this particular issue. But Tiffany also has had a decent amount of influence on Alyssa in the past. I would say between Sarah Beth and Tiffany, they have been influencing Alyssa, who influences Christian. Xavier has a little bit of direct influence on Christian, but only with the approval of Alyssa. So that's tough. So Christian does have his own opinions. Maybe he's in fourth place.
Okay.
Or fifth place.
In his own influences, he's not even on the podium. Amazing. Yeah, I think we're in for a fun week. I really do. And this is going to be the last week with the teams, I believe. The last week with the wildcard comp. So, and they don't know this because they're clearly still talking about it like it's not going to be done for next week, which intrigues me even further.
Mm-hmm. Watch this be the week they don't like meticulously plan out who's dropping for who on the wall.
Oh my God. And then it happens. Yeah. So it's endurance next week, guaranteed. We were told this. We were told we can watch it on feeds. Y'all better keep that promise. I would like to see that. Are we assuming wall? Do you think wall is the likely outcome here?
It doesn't have to be. It could easily be a slip and slide, although they've been doing that later. Recently.
Like seven and, people maybe.
I mean, given that, like, I always try to look at their decisions, not always in terms of like they think this is the best, you know, television or game decision, but this is the easiest to do. Right. So, you know, it kind of makes sense that slip and slide would be later because they have to make fewer lanes. Whereas like on the wall, they just have to add like extra pegs. Like it's not a big deal to how many people are up there. You know, they also did that, the wire competition last season. It was a veto, only six players, only six setups, only six rigs for that. So, I would assume that with this many players, they probably are going to do something that's simple to set up for a, you know, full, 12 players. It'll be 11 players. You know, a wall, I would not be surprised, or something similar to that, like holding something up, or, you know, they have been putting some extra twists on these competitions lately. So
yeah,
I would be surprised if it was just a generic wall. But something that I think that's relatively simple wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to throw a prediction out. I think we saw the surfboard. We're going beach club. Maybe they got to stand on some kind of surfboard looking thing instead of a wall, potentially. That could be a shout. But like you said, if there's 11 people, 11 competing, it's a lot of space. They need a lot of space. So maybe, you know, might be something that's a little bit more like the carousel that Johnny Mac won, where like they all have to stand on a little disc and they spin around and get bopped.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Yeah, that one I think also probably pretty easy to set up for multiple people, though they tend to do it later in the season.
Later.
But we'll see.
We'll see. I'm intrigued either way, so we're good.
Yeah. All right. So that's about what we have for you here for yesterday. There's going to be a lot today, I imagine, because again, a lot of different agendas, a lot of different possibilities. You're definitely going to want to have to tune in tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern when I'm here to update you on everything that's going to happen today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. I'll also be live with Rob in the patron group in just a bit. When the feeds go down for the wildcard competition to talk through some things. If you are a patron, you can join us there. You can join the call, ask a question of us. It should be a lot of fun, especially this week with so many different possibilities to talk through. There's also, we talked with Brent in our exit interview. That is out. Some interesting answers there. We bonded over both being targets of Frenchie. So, definitely a lot there in that interview to enjoy, I think. So make sure you check that one out. And you can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, live during every episode to watch with you guys. As well as all sorts of other streams and fun things, especially once I have a computer again, which may happen sometime in my lifetime.
Fingers crossed for you, man. Seriously, it's ridiculous at this point. It really is. I feel you.
Yes. And you, of course, can find me on Twitter as well, at Armstrong Taryn. Puya, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Puyaism, other major platforms at Puyaism. On Twitch, however, you can find me on twitch.tv/Puya. I will be live tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern for the pad. Come through, hang out with us. It's always a good time. And then as far as podcasting goes, you can check out 90 Day Fiance. I had Mari on this week. We had a great old time. And Jenny and I have been talking about the blasphemous show that is Sexy Beast. So go check that out if you're into seeing weird stuff, but then also hearing about weird stuff. We had Jacob on last episode, so you can imagine how weird that got. Spoiler, very weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. All right. That's what we have for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And we'll see all of you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.